everybody, and welcome to episode 34 of Tech Tips Today with Jim. Holy cow, I can't believe 34 episodes. Time really flies by. Hard to believe. This is the podcast where you're able to learn about five different instructional technologies in less than 10 minutes. So let's get started. Hey, by the way, thanks so much for listening. I do truly appreciate you being here today. I have some really strange sites that I'm going to share with you today that you may just plain enjoy doing yourself, or they could be really great icebreakers or tension breakers or whatever you'd want to use them for in your classroom that I think would really appeal to your students in a lot of ways. One of the really good sites that I found is a site called Tunes to Tube. It's available at https://www.tunes2tube.com. What you're able to do is to upload an audio file of yours along with an image, and it will upload that audio file that you have to your YouTube account, and it will convert it into a video on YouTube, and it'll take that image, it'll have it just on the site, your audio will play underneath it, and it works beautifully. I have spent hours and hours and hours converting audio files over to video in order to be able to make it work on YouTube. I don't have to do that anymore. I have it right here. It is very quick, very efficient, and super easy to use. Now, all you have to do when you get there is you just have to click the Upload Files button that's on the page. You select your MP3 that you have. Now, you do have a size restriction of 50 megabytes for your upload. Then the second part of the process is you upload your image file to the site, which was, you know, really easy to, you could have a photo of yourself. You can have any image that's not copyright protected. You want to watch out for that. And you can even generate the background image and the title that you would use for your video as it goes onto YouTube. They even allow you the capability of being able to create a background image if you would like. You enter a title, you enter a description, you have tags so people can find you, and you just click the I'm not a robot button, and then you upload your file, and it really does go to your YouTube account. Like I said, it's very fast, it's very, very easy to use, and the quality is quite good on the upload. I highly recommend Tunes to Tube if you are somebody who does podcasts and you would also like to expand your listening community through the use of YouTube. I give Tunes to Tube 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. There is a really strange site. I'm sorry, I have to laugh at this because it's just plain too much fun. It's called Silk Interactive Generator. And what you're able to do, I am sorry, it's Silk Interactive Generative Art. There we go. That is hard for me to say. It's just, if you look up Silk and Generate, you'll probably be able to come up with it. But what you do on the screen is you just grab a hold of the button on your mouth and you draw, and you get the most beautiful light images on your screen, and it mirrors back and from one side to the other. You do have controls, so you can go in and you can change the color if you'd like, and you can change some of your symmetry. You can have the mirror across the center on or off if you want. You can even have it spiral towards the center if you would like. This is a total time waster, but there's something very, very calming and soothing about it. So you may want to check out Silk Interactive Generative Art. There we go. I apologize for tripping over my tongue on that. You got to check it out. It's really fun. I give this 5 out of 5 exclamation marks only because it is that much fun to be able to do and very oddly relaxing. If any of you happen to ever watch the television show The Office, you know that that was just a quirky show. Thank goodness The Real Office doesn't necessarily work that way, although I imagine there are some offices that were oddly very, very similar to it. There is a site called TheOfficeStairMachine.com where you can go up into a text box at the top and you can type in a word. And it says, I want whatever your word is, stairs. So I would type in something like, I want glaring stairs, or something like that. I'm actually trying it right now. Oh, that one didn't work. How about if I go, I want mad stairs? There we go. Then what it does is it pulls up clips from around the show The Office where it's reflecting that emotion from the characters that are in The Office. Now, there are 706 stairs is what they call them, but you can go all the way from worried, happy, funny, confused, surprised, angry, serious, proud, devious. You can go on with all of those, and it will automatically go to wherever those certain emotions happen to be shown from the show The Office. It's The Office stair machine. You've got to see it to believe it. It's another one of those items that could be a really good icebreaker activity for a classroom, for teachers' meetings, for professional development days, for an office meeting. It could work for any of those. So you've got to check that one out. I had a lot of fun with this one and almost didn't want to stop working on it. So just The Office stair machine, I give it 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. Did you ever wonder how close you could come to drawing a perfect circle? Well, I hadn't either. But if you've ever wanted to try to see how close you can come to drawing a perfect circle, you have to go to a site that's called Circular. It's available at vladgotlib.com/circular. What you do when you get to the site, it's very simple, is you just try to draw a circle on the screen. You click Analyze, and statistical data will pop up showing how well you actually drew your circle. The goal is to draw a perfect circle. I don't know if it's even humanly possible. I heard Charles Schulz, who drew the Peanuts cartoon, could draw perfect circles, but I don't even know if he could have drawn a perfect circle on this one. But it's another kind of a fun activity to be able to do. You may want to try this with some of your students, and you just may want to be able to do it yourself when you need just a little bit of a tension breaker for yourself in the course of a day. The reset button is really easy to start all over again. Nothing too difficult. I give Circular 4 out of 5 exclamation marks. It would be really fun to be able to take text that you have, go into your social networking account, and put the text in. We do that all the time. But what would be really fun to do about that would be if you could flip the text and have people wondering what in the world you're doing whenever you're posting something. Well, you can do that at www.fliptext.org. All you have to do is in the top text box, type in some text, and you'll see it flipped in the text box underneath it. Then you can just copy that text, and you can paste that text wherever you'd like to paste it. It would be just really fun to do this on Facebook, Twitter, a blog, just to be able to get people's reaction to what it was that you did. So if you're kind of in that quirky frame of mind, here you go, fliptext.org. Well, that's another episode. This was just a strange episode with a whole bunch of different types of sites that I happened to come across that I thought were just plain fun and something kind of just nice to do at this time of the year. So I hope that you enjoyed that. I'm glad that you're able to be a part of my podcast. I look forward to seeing you again on the next episode of Tech Tips Today with Jim. See you, everybody.